you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their help. Want to thank our man, Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And thanks to our executive producer, he is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
I just want to say, y'all storyline this morning is killing me. First 15 plays, I don't care about that.
Yeah, thank you.
Unhappy Aaron.
And we are pleased to once again thank the great Brandon Fryer for all of
that. That one had some sting on it.
Go Brew Crew.
Bob Uecker and David both disappointed with the results.
Rough one.
Yeah,
great game. Great finish, but rough game for the Brewers.
We've got the great Marshall Harris here this morning. Marshall, looking good for yourself.
Happy Friday, everybody.
This is the day. You knew it was coming. Finally, it's here. And we got Dan Bernstein here
and
as
when
well.
When I'm back in Chicago, I feel it.
Ah, so close. Thought it might be
I thought
it.
That was the one.
I thought that was it. What's up, boys?
Yeah, that
how
was
how
Grody singing.
How are you? Yeah, Grody was singing. Like it or not, Grody was singing.
I like it.
I like it. Yeah. I have a song in my heart. I'm not afraid to sing.
What song?
Oh, it depends on the day or the time.
What about right now?
Oh, right now it is, today I hear the robins sing.
See? That's why you ask. Because how else would we have known?
I would not have known.
I don't know that.
Would not have guessed. Would not have.
We're all better for that.
Surmised?
See? Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you all about Sunday.
Day.
You never know.
Sure it is.
I didn't have to use my AK.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Mully with the reference. Okay. Alrighty then.
Got a triple double.
Man. Triple singling like Draymond Green.
Oh, sorry.
Wow! Okay, Mully, surprise me some more, man.
Every once in a while,
roll right now.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. I'm gonna kick tomorrow.
Oh, and a Gene's addiction.
Do you remember that? I did that one time with you, and you were like, "Dad, is that like?
Yeah,
that's a drug reference." You like nearly fainted.
I was caught off guard.
Yeah, well, the way things are going for your guy Perry Farrell lately.
Oh, wow.
Did you see that? He's punching his bandmates.
Dave Navarro, he hit him, right?
He punched him.
But in fairness, Navarro looks kind of like he gave him a dirty look.
Well, he wouldn't shut up.
Okay.
In the middle, and he just wanted to play the song, and he's ranting about socialism, whatever he's talking about. Dave and Navarro's like playing all of
what are
these
you talking about?
Discordant notes. This is when Jane's Addiction got back together. And they
didn't last.
And it lasts like one concert before they're punching each other on the stage.
It was Perry Farrell, yeah. And then everyone complained about him, and then they broke up.
Maybe physical touch is just their love language, guys.
It was like the stories I was telling about interviewing Pete Rose, where he just beats you up while you're talking to him.
Physically?
Yeah, constantly. It's like this whole like caveman alpha male thing where you're sitting talking. And
missed that. When did you
punching.
Interview Pete Rose?
I interviewed him. We had a long sit down at one of these Rosemont collectible conventions. And he was there, you know, grifting his whatever he was grifting.
He didn't miss many of those.
No, that was his main income source for a long time.
I love that.
But it was just a very strange dynamic. He's grabbing your thigh and punching you in the arm and like clapping his hand around the back of your neck.
Wasn't he partnered with him?
Zach worked with Pete Rose on a regular basis out in Vegas before Zach came to Chicago.
He ran bets for him.
I don't know that he did
he
that.
He did. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he was the update guy.
Oh.
He was the update guy for the Pete Rose right. show. He called him Zag Attack. And he would occasionally, hey, put 200 on the six horse at Aqueduct or whatever it was.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't you love hearing stories like that? I don't know. I love running bets for a guy.
But I'm kind of good on Pete Rose.
Yeah, I can understand.
I'm out on Pete Rose.
So, Dan, what about the presence of momentum in the postseason? What is your annual reminder, yes or no? Do the Mets have any?
Momentum is tomorrow's starting pitcher.
But aren't you a big skeptic about the fact that if a team gets hot, it doesn't mean they're going to stay hot?
Correct. Well, momentum is tomorrow's starting pitcher.
But the Mets, that means nothing last night. That it means
they won the game.
Are they in a better position than the Phillies based on the fact the Phillies haven't played in the week? The Mets have had a week unlike any other.
Not necessarily.
I believe they are, and here's why. Two things. You beat the Brewers, you go to the World Series. That's what I've been told of recent years.
Really?
Yeah, if you beat the Brewers in the playoffs, you go to the World Series.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Two thing is, I don't know if y'all know, but people in New York got more money than people in Philly, and they will buy up those tickets if they are available to them. And then Citizens Bank Park will be looking a lot like a New York home game.
What are you basing that on? No, the New York Philadelphia money thing.
They just do.
It costs more to live in New York the same way they took over.
Sports fans? You think sports fans?
Yes.
The Phillies are a highly successful organization.
I'm not arguing any of the points you're making. What I'm trying to tell you is there are way more people in New York, and the ones that want to go see a baseball game will pay a lot more to go, they'll end up paying less to go see it in Philadelphia. That's train included than what they would pay if they went to see it in New York. Hmm. And because of that, it's the same reason you couldn't get tickets to the Garden, but you can go down to Wells Fargo Arena to see the Knicks beat up on the Sixers in the playoffs. Hmm. Same principles apply. So now they're telling everyone in Philly, do not put your tickets on all this stuff. Go like the Facebook route with your friends and see if you can find somebody locally who wants to buy your tickets.
Similar dynamic to Milwaukee and Chicago.
Yes, similar dynamic.
It's a population density function.
It's straight up population, cost of living. It costs way more to go to a New York sporting event than a Philly sporting event, even the playoffs.
It was wild to see the fans in New York at the,
at Citi Field.
Yeah, that was just weird.
The watch party?
I hadn't pictured that happening, and all of a sudden they're all going crazy after
it looked so collegiate, didn't it?
It did. Yeah. It was just weird because I think of them differently.
New York is on a come up, like as far as their sports teams are concerned. Uh-huh. They're on a real come up. They've had some years of real misery. You look at the Knicks, now Mets, Yankees had some down years. Now they're feeling like we can make something happen.
The Knicks are a significantly better team.
Jets are on the rise.
Well, yeah.
The Jets are in Jets London. Constructed
the Jets
by Boeing.
Are in London.
Constructed by Boeing, David.
Yeah.
That's what it's feeling like.
Yeah, the Knicks thing is going to be really interesting because that's a massive trade.
Oh, my God.
I know we haven't talked a lot of NBA, but that's a blockbuster trade.
That changes the way they look, the way they play. That is a big deal.
Do you believe in Kat?
I do.
Dangerous trade.
I think that it hurts.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Minnesota more than it does the Knicks.
Wait and see.
I know. I know you don't agree with that.
Wait and see. That Knick team got as far as it did largely based on chemistry. And I know Julius Randle wasn't a big part of that late in the season, but you disrupt that chemistry. And you know, that is a typical Tom Thibodeau team.
Yeah, overachieving.
They overachieved, and they relied on each other, and they had the pieces that fit right together. How does this work out? He'll probably figure it out because he's a great coach, but I'm not convinced from day one. It's like a no-brainer to me that's
David,
the right move.
I think the main thing for me is we know Julius Randle wasn't around for that, and we know he does not space the floor, and he has a higher usage rate.
Yes.
Kat can be a guy that you can more easily integrate, I think, with those players.
Well, just the two-man arrangements that you can do with Brunson and Kat. The number of ways. If you look at Jamal Murray and Jokic as probably the top example of guys who can, either one can do either thing. I don't know that you have that level of versatility because Brunson doesn't have the length and the athleticism that Murray has. But with the creativity of Thibodeau, the number of different looks in need situations you're going to be able to get, like that is a move to try to advance in the playoffs.
No question.
And also the other thing, don't discount Minnesota. And here's why. Now, without Kat having to be fed and you move your sixth man of the year to a starting role and Randall probably comes off the bench, The runway is completely clear for Anthony Edwards to Anthony Edwards.
How about Naz Reid?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Naz Reid in the starting lineup, but he doesn't have to necessarily have the ball in his hands, a great complementary player as well as just a dog on defense and everything else. I think Anthony Edwards is about to show us.
Could help both teams.
Yeah, but DiVincenzo is, if as long as he's healthy and he plays with super high motor, super high intensity, that is an incredibly valuable
player. That's why I was surprised the Knicks moved him, because of his chemistry with Brunson.
Got to give up some.
Yeah, I think they've got enough shooting. I don't know exactly how it's going to stack up. I haven't dug deep, but Thibs wouldn't do that if he didn't think he had enough shooting.
Just like the Bulls. They got enough shooting.
Ugh.
What do you have today?
They certainly have enough people with some checkered backgrounds now.
Oh, man. Don't do that.
No, that's a weird... The Josh Primo thing. Come on, man.
That was a very unusual signing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very unexpected.
It makes them seem desperate, but it's a ceiling play.
So does their roster?
Well, but we know what they're doing.
Yeah.
We know why. Our Friday, our football Friday, is going to be sort of laying out what this game is going to mean. I think you guys did a nice job at talking through that with Mark Grody. We're going to hear from Shane Waldron. We're going to touch a little bit on what happened in MLB, both on the field and off yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Ostrowski, 11:25, High Noon, 11:45. Kevin Fishbane at noon. Adam Hogue at 1. Solid wall of sound thereafter.
Have a great show.
See you guys.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.